Theme 8. The Story of Silent Spring. Developed in 1939, DDT was the most powerful pesticide the world had ever known. It was used throughout the 1940s and 1950s to clear regions of mosquitoes carrying malaria. Its inventor was awarded the Nobel Prize. When DDT became available for commercial use and was sprayed over crops, only a few people, like Rachel Carson, felt that there was some danger. When she finally published her book, Silent Spring, her fears were heard loud and clear. The impact of Silent Spring was great. With this book, Rachel Carson started the modern environmental protection movement. Carson did not originally intend to write a book about the harmful effects of DDT. Her interest in the subject began with letters from old friends telling about the damage that spraying by airplane had done to the ecological system on their land. Although Rachel Carson was a best-selling author, no magazine would agree to her idea for an article investigating the negative effects of DDT. She decided to go ahead and deal with the problem in a book, Silent Spring, which took her 4 years to complete. It described how DDT entered the food chain and stayed in the fat of animals, including human beings, and caused cancer and genetic damage. The book's most famous chapter described an American town where all life, from fish to birds to apple blossoms to children, had been silenced by the terrible effects of DDT. Carson's book alarmed readers across the country and, not surprisingly, brought much anger from the chemical industry. Some attacks on her were even personal. Her careful preparation when writing the book, however, was rewarded. Silent Spring contained no fewer than 55 pages of notes and a list of experts who had read and approved the work. Many well-known and respected scientists defended her, and President John F. Kennedy ordered an examination of problems raised in the book. As a result, DDT came under much closer government supervision and was eventually banned. Conservation had never attracted much public interest before Rachel Carson's book, but the dangers she analyzed were too frightening to ignore. For the first time, the need to regulate industry in order to protect the environment became widely accepted, and environmentalism was born. One of the landmark books of the 20th century, Silent Spring still speaks to us today, many years after its publication.